So I'm here in Methodist College with Jack and Adam and Mr. Foster. And Mr. Foster, give us a bit of a, there's a bit of a buzz in the room next door. There's an awful lot of people with ballot papers, and there's a lot of kind of election posters and things up on the wall. What's it all about?
Okay, well, one of the requirements, the statutory requirements of teaching what's called learning for life and work in school is to deliver citizenship. And so for Form 2, for instance, I'm using the Assembly Education Services materials and have adapted them so that they have an educational opportunity that's going to lead up to a field trip up to Stormont in June. But since an election's happening, it only happens once every 5 years, thought also a real opportunity to engage some of the younger pupils in school, the non-voters in school, in the process. And since South Belfast showed from the Westminster election, it's one of those more interesting elections, and been a lot of talk about who's going to fill the fifth and sixth seat, that we would simulate South Belfast election. And unfortunately, I didn't think it would happen, but the headmaster and the senior leadership team gave permission to run this, and that's what's happening today.
So we've got first years to fourth years get a chance to vote for real candidates.
Yes.
They don't all live in the constituency, so it's not, but they'll get to kind of vote, and then you'll get to go through the horrendous process of a multi-stage STV count.
Yes, that's in front of us, and
you'll delegate that.
I will be there in a supervisory capacity. I think it's very important that teachers learn to delegate and observe and spectate and support, but not necessarily get too involved. I much prefer that, and after all, I'm getting very old, and I think this could be not only physically but mentally very, very tiring this evening when we start our count in a secret location somewhere in South Belfast.
Yes, but it's not the King's Hall.
Definitely not the King's Hall.
Jack, you had an idea of trying to automate, or trying to at least kind of bring this into the electronic age.
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, I'm going to change my mind and say that, Adam, you had the idea, one of you had the idea of kind of bringing this into the electronic age.
The idea behind it was to just kind of try and solve the issue of long counts, which kind of is a plight in the current STV system. And I think one of the benefits of that as well would be because technology is far more engaging for younger voters or first-time voters than, you know, traditional ballots. Traditional ballots are somewhat antiquated nowadays when, you know, certain countries have online voting systems. So I think it's almost better for younger voters and more engaging for them to actually vote in a way that they understand, in a language that they understand.
By kind of clicking. So you had a website, allowed people to, they got a kind of like a passcode that got sent to their phones, and then when they logged in, you choose your first preference, and then whoever's left, you get to do your second, your third, until you kind of run out. And that would be a great way. You could then kind of run basically the process electronically off the back of that to do the count.
Yeah, that's the idea. So you'd have first preferences instantly, and then off of that, you could then easily calculate the second preferences, third preferences, and so on until you elect all six candidates.
And technology, of course, has its flaws.
Yeah.
And I think you were kind of demonstrating earlier, it's not quite working yet today. So you've reverted back to good old paper, which I'm very fond of paper as a ballot, because it's much more, there's something nice about the kind of the rustle of it. And so you're going to end up counting. You're going to end up counting tonight masses and masses of these. You could have hundreds of these from the pupils.
Exactly. We have no idea at the moment what the turnout will be. Hopefully it will be a manageable number.
But your electorate is probably in the range of maximum 600 or something, probably.
I think the electorate might be bigger than that, maybe 1,000 at most. But so hopefully the turnout isn't 100%. But Adam and I will be acting as sort of the returning officers for this mock election.
You're the two who understand the rules.
Well, attempting to understand the rules.
By the end of tonight, you will.
Yeah, hopefully.
And what have you learned from this process?
It definitely makes you appreciate just how complicated sort of, you know, the civic process and politics is. You know, I think people don't really appreciate how complicated single transferable vote or other voting systems are. And it's only when you sort of investigate the sort of ins and outs of it do you sort of get a true appreciation for, you know, the actual process that governs.
And you figure out all those little rules that you didn't think you needed to understand,
Exactly.
But tonight you do.
I think a big problem that probably contributes to low voter turnout is the sort of lack of understanding, not just among young people, but among most of the electorate, about what actually happens once your ballot goes into the ballot box. And I think activities like this and will just increase people's understanding of the voting system and sort of remove the layers of mystery that surround the voting system and hopefully encourage more people to vote and take an interest in voting systems and what voting system we should have for different elections.
Okay, well, do let us know what the answer is when you finally, in the wee small hours of the morning, no doubt, come up with an answer. And all the best. It's a great idea. Hopefully, 3 years' time, you'll be at it again.
Yeah.
Or somebody else will be kind of doing it for you.